For me, sitting in a tree stand in the icy pre-dawn darkness has become a cherished wintertime ritual. I wasn't raised in a deer hunting family, and yet I live on a tree farm with fruit trees, vegetable gardens, and a backyard maple sugar house. Seeing and tracking deer is common. They're beautiful, graceful, sometimes pesky, and very tasty. I'm Dave Anderson, and this is Something Wild. My decision to hunt deer is about meat, venison that's clean, local, and grass-fed. It's about forging closer connections to the forest where I live. And let me tell you, deer hunting is not easy, even with the odds increasingly in my favor. New Hampshire Fish and Game biologists estimate the statewide deer population to be more than 100,000. Meanwhile, the number of licensed hunters here in New Hampshire is decreasing as part of a broader nationwide trend. More deer, fewer hunters, more success? Well, not for me anyway.
No luck this year, Dave?
No. I'm joined by Dan Bergeron. He's the head deer biologist for New Hampshire Fish and Game, the department that works to manage the deer population statewide.
This year, we had around 50,000 licensed hunters who harvested just over 12,000 deer between September 15th and December 15th.
For context, last year's deer season was a near record kill with just over 14,000 deer harvested.
So the 2019 season was not a bad year at all. And over the past decade, the annual deer harvest has remained steady in the 10 to 12,000 range.
And the number of licensed hunters has continued to decline?
That's true. The number of licensed hunters has gone from approximately 80,000 in the 1980s to about 50,000 today.
So there's a bit of a paradox here, right? What does it mean when fewer hunters are having near record high hunting seasons?
It's all about regulation. Prior to 1980, hunting seasons in New Hampshire didn't have much rhyme or reason to them, creating spikes and crashes from year to year.
Since then, New Hampshire has switched to a science-based management approach with distinct management regions known as wildlife management units. The WMUs are a better way to regulate and closely monitor female deer harvests.
This, in combination with milder winter weather, has led to increased harvests comprised predominantly of adult bucks, which leads to more stable deer harvests from year to year. And each WMU has a population objective, which incorporates both biological and social considerations.
Too many deer can have negative impacts on road safety and the increased rates of tick-borne diseases.
And as any gardener knows, deer impact ornamental horticulture, backyard vegetable gardens, and commercial agriculture.
Perhaps the most insidious is the impact on forest health, particularly where deer densities are highest.
Overbrowsing by deer leads to decreased seedling regeneration, which also affects habitat and food resources for other wildlife species.
The most dense deer populations can be found in southern New Hampshire, where winters are milder and food is more plentiful.
Incidentally, where human population density is also highest.
Those who wish to see more deer and maybe less deer hunting may unwittingly contribute to the threats to forest health, human health, and the overall strength of the regional deer herd.
Deer hunters may find less competition and more deer than in the past overall, but individual hunting results may vary.
It's complicated.
Better luck next year, Dave.
If you'd like to learn more, visit the NHPR website on the Something Wild page for a link to New Hampshire Fish and Game. I want to thank Dan Bergeron for joining us today.
Hey, happy to be here.
Something Wild is a joint production of the New Hampshire Audubon Society, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR. Our producer is Emily Quirk.